Eighth Perek of Menoches, six Nishna. Minayin hoyim eviyim es hayayin. Where did they bring the wine from? Chusayim v'tulayim. These two places were alfa layayin. They were the first quality places to bring the wine. First choice of places to bring the wine from. Shneelem, the second choice. Beis Rima, Beis Lovan, Bahar. Two other places for us, that were in the mountain, Kfas, Aganya, Babika. And this other place in the valley. Koloratzes Eksheiris, any part of Eretz Yisrael was kosher to bring the wine, or maybe even out of Eretz Yisrael. But El Mikano Yimivim, they would bring from these places that had very good quality grapes. As we know, Eretz Yisrael has very good grapes. Ein Mivim, Lovi Beis Hazvolim, Lovi Beis Hashalachim. You don't bring from a place that doesn't have such good earth and you have to fertilize it in order for it to produce good grapes. And not from a place that has to be watered. It's not in a situation that's naturally watered. Lovi Mimashin Isra Beneim. And also you shouldn't bring from a place that they grew grains or vegetables in between that. Now, here you have to know. If the grains and vegetables were too close to them, then it's Kelaim. You can't even, it's also Ba'ano. But it seems to be, even if it's far away enough, that it won't be Asa Misham Kalayim, but still, since it wasn't a vineyard, it had other things mixed into it, still it takes away from the quality, yeah, the koech of the land, of the earth, and therefore the grapes don't come out as good quality. Im Hevi Kosher, if you brought from these places, it's still kosher. But Ein Mevi'im Aluyiston, Im Hevi Kosher. You shouldn't make some type of sweet wine that they left the grapes on the vineyard a little bit longer than usual and they sweetened more. That such a wine is kosher. As we know, all those who make wines, you have to know exactly what day to pick the grapes because it affects the sweetness and the tartness and the mahogany and sherry and all those other flavors that come into it. Yeah. Ein mevi'im yoshen divi Rebbe chachom machshirim. Rebbe says you should not bring wine that's more than 12 months old. Chachom say it is acceptable. You're not allowed to bring wine which is sweetened wine. This is, so here it says matok means not sweetened, but it's there's something wrong with the wine. It didn't get a proper alcohol content. That's why it's sweet. It means just not fully fermented properly. V'loy ma'ushon, and it's not smoked. V'loy ma'vushon, not cooked. V'im heavy posel for korban is posel. This is why there are some shittas that you shouldn't have yain ma'vushon for kiddush, because it's also not royal mizbeach. Meikra didn't repaskin that it is kosher, because it's the type of wine which is kosher for the mizbeach. The only type of psulim of the mizbeach which are posel for kiddush are things because the wine is partially spoiled. But if it's a good quality wine, just cooked a little bit, then it's kosher. The mice today, most of the mevushal wines are very good quality still. You should not bring from vineyards that were supported by the supports element rogli, as the ones that grow on the, just run on the earth, above the earth. And you're bringing from vineyards that were taken good care of, that they would dig up the earth around it to soften off the earth around it so that it would grow better.